time, Tommy McNeil. Now, worldwide, more than 191,000 people have died from the COVID-19 virus, and the number of infections continues to surge, especially in the United States. The U.S. has documented more than 50,000 deaths and about a third of the number of worldwide infections at nearly 900,000. Italy has the second highest number of deaths at more than 25,000, while Spain has the second highest number of infections globally at more than 200,000. A German biotech company has been given the go-ahead to commence human trials on a potential coronavirus vaccine, but warned against having it ready anytime this year. It's one of around 70 possible vaccines in development, including one Swiss trial with an ambitious timetable. BioNTech has assembled its teams in Germany as it races others in the U.S. and China to develop an agent that will help stop the pandemic. The clinical trial is only the fourth worldwide of a vaccine targeting the virus. It will be initially conducted on 200 healthy people, with more subjects, including some at higher risk from the disease, to be included in a second stage. BioNTech and its big pharma partner, Pfizer, said it was developing four vaccine candidates under a program. A few Americans say they regularly look to or trust U.S. President Donald Trump as a source of information about the coronavirus pandemic. That's according to a new survey from the Associated Press Newark Center for Public Affairs Research. Just 28% of Americans say that they regularly get their information from Mr. Trump about coronavirus, and 22% say they have high levels of trust in what the president is telling the public. Confidence in Mr. Trump is higher among his supporters. This is VOA News. Americans continue losing their jobs with the economy all but shut down because of the coronavirus. Another 4.4 million laid-off workers applied for jobless benefits last week. The total across 5 weeks is now roughly 26 million people, about one in six American workers since mid-March. It's easily the worst string of layoffs on record now amid the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, when the unemployment rate hit 25%. Some economists say it could reach 20% this month, even as some states start to ease restrictions and let some businesses reopen. It's unlikely to lead to much rehiring, especially if Americans are too wary of leaving their homes. Calls are growing for an investigation into the ouster of a senior government scientist who says he's being punished for opposing widespread use of an unproven drug President Trump has touted as a remedy for COVID-19. Rick Bright says he was summarily removed from his job as an agency director at the Department of Health and Human Services for trying to limit use of a malaria drug favored by the president. HHS has not commented on his allegations of political interference. House Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman Frank Polonia of New Jersey is asking for an inspector general probe. The U.S. Congress has delivered a nearly $500 billion infusion of coronavirus spending, almost unanimously rushing new relief to employers and hospitals, buckling under the strain of a pandemic that has claimed almost 50,000 American lives and one in six U.S. jobs. House lawmakers gathered in Washington for the first time since March 27th, adopting stricter social distancing rules while aiming to prove they can do their work despite the COVID-19 crisis. Easy passage of the measure belies a potential bumpier path ahead as battle lines are being formed for much more ambitious legislation that may prove far more difficult to maneuver through Congress. U.S. President Donald Trump praised Georgia Governor Brian Kemp's aggressive plan to allow businesses to reopen in private discussions before pulling out about-face and publicly bashing that particular plan. That now is according to two administration officials who are not authorized to discuss the conversations. Mr. Kemp's order allows businesses like gyms, tattoo parlors, and bowling alleys to open Friday under certain restrictions. It is one of the most aggressive plans in the nation for reopening a state's economy amid the coronavirus pandemic. Mr. Trump had been supportive, but then changed course Wednesday after members of his task force revisited the plan and decided it was too soon. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Ooh, yeah, my mind.
Hello again, Africa. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot, rocking and beautiful sounds from the great continent will come knocking on your doors again today. So relax and let's take a trip around Africa on disc. Later on the show, Mohammed King Milan Bangura from Sierra Leone will be talking to a group of young artists with disability. But I tell you, these ladies are so wonderful and they are called the Great Walpolians. So King Milan of Sierra Leone will be talking to them later on. But right now, let's start off the ball rolling with Wire Wire, the sound of Baby Cool from Uganda. And right after that, Kitoko Beautiful by Avril of Kenya featuring El Rice of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Chelete Good Life by Davido of Nigeria featuring Mafiki Zulu of South Africa. But Wire Wire is our first track today by Baby Cool of Uganda.
Rod, bad gala, you are nice. Unta demuka sunda bas. Holy wa beat, holy wa laisi. Kule tere kuchi kuba pasaj. Holy kwa original, toli mchupule njoba over China. Kasusu kali kwa original. Kwa ulonta mura. Kwa kala nyohira undi momo sai. Wantambu zalu jikere kukagali. Ulu sintru na nene buzantino zani. Zani kumenyere kukagali. Ulilo tambu la chamu la mkwano inside.
When you come my way.
Ulilo sembera mkulilo mkulilo inside. Yeah, it's okay. Let me wire wire. Nzisagala kumanya manya. It's okay. Let me wire wire. Nzisagala kumanya manya. Ojo, tonde nyanse uku kwa gale. Changa na kukuza la lenya Nuru sintula nenebuza Zani ayakano muru njingawe Dengereche wato chechewe chigona Nibazo motonzi wate ya kuona Nibweba fiti na bargetwe toba wona Chipuli chanda kukasenda bazana Wakala nyo hira undi momo sai Wandambu za luje kiri kukagali Uru sintula nenebuza ntino nzani Zani mbo menjere
kukagali
Ulilo tambu lonchamu la mkwano
Kuna And if you're not listening to African Beat, what are you doing? Listen to the latest African music and dance to the best African beat from across the continent. Tune into African Beat with David Bandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on VOA.
people do for money. Thing that our people do for money.
Good Life, Davido of Nigeria featuring Mafiki Zolo of South Africa, and right before that was Kitoko Beautiful by Avril of Kenya featuring El Rice of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Waya Waya by Bebe Cool of Uganda. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vander here in Washington. Later on today, King Milan Bangura in Sierra Leone will be talking to a group of youngsters, and they are people with physical disabilities, but I tell you, that is not debarring them from doing what they're supposed to do in life. And so we'll be talking to the Great Walpoleans later on. I am David Vandy, and I'll be right back on the show.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Welcome back. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Take a trip now with K-Man, popularly known as Bingo Man of Sierra Leone, in Confession. And right after that, singles by Yo Maps of Zambia and Soleil by Jekori Afanta featuring Levi Bobo of the Republic of Guinea. But Confession right now by Bingo Man of Sierra Leone.
Take me like you, love me like you, girl. from you. And even if not you to contest, Lord, a woman, nothing to compete with you. Nothing to compete with you. So deep in love with you.
Maybe this time in confession.
I'm so deep in love with you.
I'm in love with you.
On the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Maria Fanta, featuring the Levi Bobo. Allez, allez.
Tanto yo, Fansuli, Wamita, Nango, Mansum. Tanto yo, Fansuli, Wamita, Nango, Mansum. Marasule, Beremuna, Nambarasule. Marasisi, Beremuna, Nambarasule.
Jekoria Fanta featuring Levi Bobo of the Republic of Guinea. And before that, singles by Yo Maps of Zambia and Confession by Bingo Man of Sierra Leone. The African beat on the Voice of America. Don't go away when I come back. King Milan of Sierra Leone will talk to the great Walpolians and we will enjoy their music.
Hey, hi, this is Nilante. K-N-I-I-L-A-N-T-E, a.k.a. Singer the One from Ghana, West Africa. Keep listening to the African beat with host David Bandy.
You are listening to your most favorite show on your airwaves, the African beat from the Voice of America, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. Remember, we come to you Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 Universal Time, and on Saturdays and Sundays at 0905 from South Sudan. All right, and now, the Great Walpolians are the group that we'll be talking about with King Milan from Sierra Leone. But let me just give you a little background. The Great Walpolians is a musical band established by the OFP, comprising of 15 youngsters with different abilities, celebrating love, peace, and hope. These powerful and radiant artists are passionate about singing, dancing, and acting. They've got everything. This group is comprised of a visually impaired playing the piano, physically challenged and able-bodied person singing while the hearing impaired is dancing and singing at the same time. So you see, we have all of these people put together, and they say our disability cannot stop us from becoming who we want to become in life. So they are coming together as the Great Walpoleans, and their group was founded in 2008 at Walpole Street in Sierra Leone. So we'll now go over to King Milan in Sierra Leone as we bring you this great interview and some good music from these lovely people. I'll be right back after this.
I knew how it would feel to be free.
I am Nassel Josephine Johnson.
You born blind?
Yes, I was born blind.
My name is Salima Tulaga, aka Lady S, and I'm the leader for the Great Wapola, a brand ambassador for One Family People, and also a youth champion supported by the UNFPA. I've been doing life skill training and also again doing community engagement, meeting with stakeholders and the parents also again, you know, trying to train these girls for them to be who they want to be in future. You know, many people out there do not know what they want to be or who they are, but you know, through the support of One Family People, they motivated me, they give me the skill, give me the knowledge, then they open a platform for me where I can be able to mentor other people also again. And this which I've been doing with both able and non-disabled children in the community. Presently, I am with the Great Walpoleans Band. I am doing music and also a field facilitator for One Family People, where I do my weekly life skill training sessions with adolescent boys and girls, disabled and non-disabled, to build their confidence, for them to be self-disciplined, and for them to be free in decision-making. And I'm also a Young African Leaders Initiative Fellow, which is known as the YALI. I've just come back. I went through a 5-week training in Ghana.
But as a disabled person, as a and somebody that have gone through all what you've seen, you are made to understand you went to the government model secondary school, mixing up with people that are able as well. What was the challenge so far that you went through?
Well, in the initial stage, this challenge was breaking down this barrier, because as we all know, in the early stage, the mindset of people, we are different. You know, people, we are seeing persons with disability as they are not important in society. So breaking the barrier was a big challenge. But as time goes on, it all ended, because I tell them that, I try to show them that despite my condition or situation, I can still make it, and I can do it more than what the able people can do.
Beautiful. I think I'll come again to you, but let me come again over to my dear sister. How did you come about meeting these One Family People?
Yeah, I came about meeting this One Family People. First of all, I've been hearing them, what they're doing, because when I was small, I was into music. The Milton Magai School for the Blind, the former headmaster, the great Mr. Sam Campbell.
He's late now.
Yes. He discovered the talent in me that I would be a great singer one day. He told me that. And so we've been meeting in programs, and I found what they're doing very interesting and also inspiring. So I said, I need to join them, because together there would be a one voice, and the voice, not only a one voice, a very strong voice that would send a positive message for persons with disability to be part of society.
I think it's right time for me to come over to the leader right now in terms of talking about campaign songs, you know, advocacy song anyway. But now you've got two songs that you definitely want to showcase right now. Let's talk a little bit about this one right now. This song called Leave No One Behind. What is this all about?
Well, the Leave No One Behind is a call for us to come together as one. Coming together as one to make development. You know, everybody is important in society. That's why we come up with the song, We Leave No One Behind.
So what's your take so far on this song?
Over the years, persons with disability has been left out in all aspects, I would say, like education, participation, employment, and all walks of life. So we did this song to remind our leaders for them to take the responsibility that all disabled should not be left behind in the decision-making process, in all aspects of development.
Leave no one behind.
Well, let me come over now to Adi. You're one of the brain behind this wonderful group, and you've been fighting hard, doing all the things that you've been doing right now, and they are now showcasing themselves in a different way. What brought this passion?
My passion came about right from my childhood, and I started like with my other girls, my age mate. We started thinking alike and we came together. We started because we had passion for music. We love music. It is part of us. And when I was growing up, I used to see my father training people music, drama, to sensitize, to educate people. I came to visit. I moved around the city and I saw so many persons with disabilities begging around, moving around, but I was interested in the girls and the children. I was trying to talk to them, trying to find out what are they doing in the street, what brought them there, whether they have a family, and whether they have a dream, how are they going to, you know, follow that dream and all those things. I was having these concerns, and I discovered that these children were protected by persons with disabilities who are living in the street. And we visited because I also have my boss. We went to Wapo Street, where there were over 150 persons with disabilities and families living in a dilapidated building. We discovered that there are many organizations, big and small organizations, that are really working on the right of the child, like supporting children's programs. There were many programs on children, you know, a lot of attention on children, women and girls, but there was little on disability. Then with my team, we started reflecting, are we going to paint a house that has been painted?
Wow. Okay.
Are we going to continue? So what do we do? And then we said, okay, let's work on disability. Let's give it a try. But we have no knowledge also how to work with these people. And most time people say, oh, they are violent, they are troublemakers, don't go near, they will harm you. You know, so people were intimidating us not to go close. But we went. We challenged that. We said, okay, we want to experience. That is your own experience. Don't use your experience to limit us or to stop us. So we came close, and then we started like coming and going, and along the line we stayed.
Okay. But tell me a little bit about the setting up of this Wapolian group.
Yeah, when we decided to live with them in Wapo Street, like Lady S said, first we tried to do talent identification. What can you do? What do you have? And then before the talent identification, we tried to be a mirror for them, letting them see how society perceive them, what society think of them, and then also give them the chance to reflect and try to change their ways and organize them, set up their executives, you know, put law and order inside the house, showing different talent like singing, acting comedy, you know, acting drama, dance, making animal sounds, and different skills. It's more than 10 years. It's more than 10 years, but then during this talent identification, so we discovered that majority of them were singing. And then we agree, okay, let's start with the music.
So, I meant to understand I love MC Light so much. And not only that, you did this, you also partake in this song, Leave No One Behind, where Ackman was featured, and you also did a rap there. Could you please give me an a cappella on that?
Leave no one behind is a code of honor in warfare. As a soldier, do not leave no one behind in poverty terrain. We ain't gonna give up, just to let you know this.
Because we break all barriers and change negative mindsets for disabilities. Sound to sound profession is what I'm wishing for. Social welfare, what are you waiting for? Now is the time to fulfill the promise. 2030 sustainable development goals. The whole world is preaching to make a big change, to include all people with disabilities.
I want to give special thanks to the Freetown City Council, who believed in this group when we were living in the streets. They were supporting and giving the group a platform where they practice their talent in terms of singing. And I also want to give special thanks to the Special Court for Sierra Leone, who also gave the group the platform and then spotlighted them in all their activities. And then Handicap International as well. These were in early stage. They were there supporting the group under Sandra Amon. And I also want to thank the International Child Development Initiative, ICDI, and the Dutch government, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And also, I want to also thank the Lillian Foundation in the Netherlands, who is One Family People's strategic partner in Sierra Leone. And they have been supporting us. Through their support, we are able to send over 400 children with disability to school, provide them medical and livelihood support for their family.
And also, I want to give thanks to Link Africa for supporting the campaign. Artemisio Foundation, UNDP Guinea, our mother Ministry of Social Welfare, and for real, UNDP Sierra Leone. And also our celebrities, Esther Michael Ackman, for joining us in this song, Leave No One Behind.
Leave no one behind.
We leave no one behind.
Great one for them.
Madam Adebi, most of the songs that you've done so far are covered copy songs, you know, and we want to know why are you using most of the songs being done way back, you know, what the reason?
We are activists, and we love music, and what we also learn over the years is that music is part of every human being. People love it when people listen. And these songs that we have used, we remix. These are songs that inspired us, and the singers like Rihanna. Rihanna is a role model to so many girls all over the world, and more especially in Africa, you know. And she's also an activist, and she's advocating for children to have access to education. I think using their music, we are not using it for commercial purposes. We are using it for change, for development, for inclusion, for acceptance. That's what we are using these songs for. We are not using it to make money. We are not doing music to make money. We are doing music to change people, to let people see the reality and to see the potentials in them and see potential around them and transform their country, transform their life and the life of people around them. So we just use it, and I hope they will be happy and proud, and I hope that they will join us in this campaign, in this journey for inclusion.
It is nice so much, and I want to thank you so much, Madam Adi, and of course thanks to Eddie Emmanuel as well, and of course my great brother Mr. Bangura, who they are representing other 24 that are members of this great Walpoleans. But now we're talking to the leader, who is Salima Lagan, of course, to Nazel as well. I'm gonna give now the a cappella on this song, because we're gonna close with a song called Sierra Leoneans Let's Come Back.
Sierra Leoneans, come back. Sweet country with a beautiful cultural heritage. You and I go make Mama Salon go before.
Sweet country with a beautiful cultural heritage. You and I go make Mama Salon go before.
Well, thank you so much, great King Milan of Sierra Leone and the great Walpolians, for that beautiful interview and some good music. Well, we hope to be getting back in touch with you guys, okay? Welcome to the African Beat if you're just joining me on The Voice of America. Don't go away. I am David Vandy, and I'll be right back.
My name is Dena Dennis of Stygles, all the way from South Sudan. I always listen to the African Beat with David Vedved on The Voice of America.
And it's good to be back. Thank you so much for being with us on the African Beat today. Yope in the Remix is our next track that we're going to play. And it's done for us by Inas of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Diamond Platinums of Tanzania. And we will climax today with Bless Somebody by Sierra Leone's Rebecca Arthur Wright, one of the key pioneers of the One Nation Gospel Concert that will be taking place in Sierra Leone on the 7th and 8th of March, organized by the Office of the First Lady of the Republic of Sierra Leone, on the 7th at the Bintoumani Conference Center and on the 8th at the National Stadium. This is going to be huge, but we will play this song by Rebecca Arthur Wright, popularly known as Rebecca Jesus Conker. But let's go first to Yope in the Remix by Inas of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Diamond Platinums of Tanzania.
Otimbi na Kimbelio.
Wape, I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Somebody, yes, the sound of Rebecca Arthur Wright, Sierra Leone's international gospel recording artist, all gearing up for the One Nation concert in Sierra Leone on the 7th and the 8th of March. And before that, Yope in the remix by Inus of the Democratic Republic of Congo, featuring Diamond Platinums of Tanzania. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on The Voice of America. And a big thank you to King Milan and the Great Walpolians for joining us on the show today. Beautiful interview, by the way, and it's great. We'll be getting back with you guys, okay? Until then, I'm David Vande here in Washington, bidding you so long.
Somebody here today.
This is VOA News via remote.